Motorcycle Man, University of Oregon. The energy in Autzen Stadium is palpable just before the Oregon Ducks take the field in Eugene, Oregon. Fans are excited, the crowd cheers, and then comes the sound that everyone is waiting for, the rumble of a Harley revving up. Leading the Ducks onto the field before every game is Motorcycle Man. For a long time, the mantle of Motorcycle Man has been held by Eugene local Doug Koch, who took it on after former Oregon and NFL player Gary Zimmerman. Sitting behind Motorcycle Man is the Duck, Oregon's costumed mascot, holding on to his driver with one arm and the American flag with the other. The Harley they ride is a special motorcycle customized just for this purpose. Decked out in green and yellow with a special paint job, it is a sight to behold. When the engine roars to life, the crowd at Autzen goes nuts. Then, as the motorcycle zooms down the field, engine blaring, American flag waving, and the Ducks smiling, the football team and coaching staff make their entrance. It's game time. Running with Ralphie, University of Colorado. Lots of colleges have live mascots that attend their home football games, but none of them impresses quite like Ralphie, the University of Colorado Buffalo's mascot. The first time a buffalo appeared at a Colorado football game was all the way back in 1934, but it just hung out on the sidelines in those early days. The first time Ralphie started running down the field was in 1967. At the start of each half, five buffalo handlers and Ralphie take off across the football field and sprint around the field in a horseshoe pattern. It's an imposing sight. Five students in jeans, black long-sleeve shirts, and black cowboy hats holding ropes attached to a harness around a giant furry brown buffalo. Together, they thunder down the field with the handlers guiding the buffalo to a pen at the opposite end. Over the years, there have been five Ralphies at the University of Colorado, and all of them have been female because they're a little bit smaller and less aggressive than the males. Being one of Ralphie's handlers is a huge honor and responsibility. All interested Colorado students have to apply, undergo rigorous testing, and if selected, have to dedicate at least 30 hours a week to Ralphie's care. But it's worth it to be running alongside that gorgeous bison at each home game, inspiring the crowd while the football team trails behind you. It's a tradition that's thrilling, a little bit dangerous, and incredibly fun to witness. Epic pregame show, University of Southern California. Having a campus located close to the center of the filmmaking industry means that the expectations are high for production value and drama for any entertainment at campus sporting events. The pregame show that the University of Southern California puts on has all the flair of the Greek and Roman epic films of old Hollywood. To begin this pregame, the drum major, dressed in his costume as a Trojan warrior, marches purposefully out to the center of the field. As he reaches his spot, standing in the center of the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, he performs some flashy moves with his bright silver sword. He flips and flourishes it, and then finally grabs the hilt and stabs it directly into the turf. The crowd roars wildly. Then he conducts the marching band to join him out on the field, and they slowly advance in their cardinal and gold uniforms while playing a stately fanfare. This song is called Conquest, and it was originally written for the 1947 film, Captain from Castile. The brassy fanfare has the feeling of a military march as it spurs the players and fans into battle against their opponents with the passion of ancient conquerors.